The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
I didn't know this exciting information, but Lawrence Livermore Laboratories has discovered the heaviest element yet known to science. This new element, governmentium, has one neutron, 25 assistant neutrons, 88 deputy neutrons, and 198 assistant deputy neutrons, giving it an atomic mass of 312. These 312 particles are held together by forces called morons, which are surrounded by vast quantities of lepton-like particles called pions. Since governmentium has no electrons, it is inert. However, it can be detected because it impedes every reaction with which it comes into contact. A tiny amount of governmentium can cause a reaction that would normally take less than a second, but it takes from 4 days to 4 years to complete. Governmentium has a normal half-life of 2 to 6 years. It does not decay, but instead undergoes a reorganization in which a portion of the assistant neutrons and deputy neutrons exchange places. In fact, governmentium's mass will actually increase over time. Since each reorganization will cause more morons to become neutrons, forming isotopes. This characteristic of morons' promotion leads many scientists to believe that governmentium is formed whenever morons reach a critical concentration. This hypothetical quantity is referred to as critical morass or morasses. When catalyzed with money, governmentium becomes administratium, an element that radiates just as much energy as governmentium, since it has half as many pions but twice as many morons. So, kudos to the Lawrence Livermore Laboratory for discovering this heaviest element yet known to science. And further, kudos to my business buddy and friend, Michael Olson, for apprising us of this stunning information. Now we the people can see why governmentium is in a constant state of confusium and corruptium. For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.